Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
One of the all-time great players in the NBA was 6'1", 12-time All-Star from the Detroit Pistons, Isaiah Thomas. Tonight, as the Celtics face the Washington Wizards in Game 5 of their playoff series, they're counting on a player with the same name, but who's no relation and who's only 5'9". After a surprising successful regular season, the younger Isaiah Thomas is now playing through personal tragedy, the death a few weeks ago of his younger sister. WBUR's Shira Springer has this look at what Isaiah Thomas means to the Celtics.
It's the start of the 2017 NBA playoffs. It's the first quarter of the first game of the first round. Isaiah Thomas steps to the line for a pair of free throws. And MVP chants fill TD Garden. The chants pay tribute to the point guard's talent, the speed that makes him almost impossible to guard, the scoring bursts that often propel the Celtics to victory. But this day, the chants also recognize more than his talent. Barely 24 hours before the Celtics postseason tipped off, Thomas learned that his younger sister, Chyna, died in a one-car crash.
My family, my friends, they tell me to just keep going. My sister wouldn't want me to stop. The only thing about it is once I leave this gym, I hit reality and she's not here. That's the tough part.
That's Thomas talking to TNT after he scored 53 points in an overtime win against the Wizards. The career-high scoring night came after 10 hours of dental surgery. He had a front tooth knocked out earlier in the series. And it came on what would have been his sister's 23rd birthday.
It was top five all time for me, personally, that I've seen. It was top five.
Turner Sports reporter David Aldridge has covered the NBA for 30 years. The other performances in Aldridge's top five? A few games by a guy named Michael Jordan, and one by LeBron James. Not bad company to be in.
He was playing at such a high level that you just go, wow, this is really rare, even for the best players ever to play this well.
The point guard often leaves veteran NBA watchers asking, how does he do that? How does someone who's 5'9" dominate opponents who tower over him? And how does he do it again and again and again with clutch three-pointers and fearless drives to the basket?
Back out Isaiah for three, knocked down, and hits the shot.
Isaiah buries another three. He's got 26 now in the game.
Mr. Fourth Quarter.
Isaiah to the basket. And the Celtics take the lead.
The answer? He's relentless and ultra-competitive. And it's worth repeating, he's fast.
Not one man can guard me. And that's just the confidence I have.
Thomas averaged 29 points per game during the regular season. That ranked him third in the NBA. But the 28-year-old Thomas still has some doubters he's trying to prove wrong. They've always been there, and they've always motivated him. From when he was young, to when he played at the University of Washington, to when he was selected by Sacramento with the final pick in the 2011 NBA draft, to now.
Because if he wasn't the underdog, he might not be the Isaiah Thomas we see today. Never know.
That's Celtics teammate Avery Bradley. He's known Thomas since their days growing up in Tacoma, Washington.
Same move that he makes that he gets by people, he did the same thing in high school. Same thing as a kid. He's been doing that his entire life.
But a much bigger audience is paying attention now. Certainly bigger than a couple years ago when Thomas arrived in Boston as part of a three-way trade. Back then, it was hard to imagine him becoming one of the NBA's best.
I did not expect him to be a two-time All-Star at this stage, or ever score 29 points a game.
Celtics president of basketball operations, Danny Ainge.
But I knew, you know, I knew what he was capable of doing. I knew that he was a great scorer, and I loved his competitiveness. I knew he was a really, really tough kid. It's the only way you could survive at his size in the NBA, and he does a lot more than survive.
As Ainge was talking, Thomas was on the court, launching a series of three-pointers and free throws. So, what's Thomas done to improve his three-point shooting?
Nah, I just focus on little things, trying to shoot the ball the same way every time, trying to get my feet under the ball and keeping my follow-through up. Previous years, I was fading, keeping one leg out, doing things like that. Now I'm trying to be more disciplined in my shooting.
Maybe that will lead to more nights like the one where Thomas scored 53 points. That's a frightening thought for opponents. Perhaps more frightening? Thomas says he's treating tonight's Game 5 as the most important game he's ever played. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.